Investment psychology, that wrecks stock accounts and principles for control. The common cause of recurring losses in stock investing is not a particular personality type, but rather a decision-making structure that fails to control impulses and biases. Reducing overtrading while managing diversification, costs, investment horizons, and preset rules together can improve the chances of long-term survival. Investment performance is affected not only by stock selection, but also by trading frequency, diversification, costs, risk exposure, and behavioral biases. Comparison and overconfidence can encourage unplanned momentum buying, concentrated investing, and excessive trading. Long-term holding can reduce frequent decision-making and trading costs, but it does not prevent losses in individual stocks or guarantee returns. Pre-purchase waiting periods, regular reviews, allocation limits, and rebalancing rules can provide more consistent behavioral controls than willpower. Investors should assess the likelihood of meeting their goals, tolerable losses, total costs, and overall portfolio risk alongside returns. The core problem found among people whose stock accounts repeatedly falter is not one fixed personality trait. More precisely, the problem is having no pre-established rules to control overconfidence, comparison, loss aversion, and impulse. Even if you find a good stock, analytical ability is unlikely to translate into actual performance if you buy an excessive position, chase after the price has risen, or panic sell when it falls. This article does not promise investment success or recommend any specific product. It separately explains biases repeatedly addressed in behavioral finance research and practical principles for managing them. What ruins an account is the lack of a control structure. Not personality people differ in their tolerance for risk, investment experience, income stability, goals, and investment horizons. Therefore, it cannot be concluded that someone will be a good or bad investor simply because they are introverted or extroverted. What can easily undermine performance are the following behaviors and structures: reacting to rumors or surging prices without documenting the rationale, allocating an unmanageable proportion to one stock or theme, failing to define an acceptable loss range and holding conditions before buying, changing a long-term plan after seeing someone else's short-term returns, ignoring transaction costs such as taxes, fees, and bid-ask spreads, trying to recover from a loss with a larger bet instead of reviewing its cause. Willpower alone makes it difficult to prevent these behaviors. Investment apps make trading fast and easy, but easier trading does not mean better judgment. Keeping records of both trading frequency and investment performance and establishing rules in advance is more likely to produce repeatable results. Common investment biases through the lens of behavioral finance moves beyond the assumption that investors always make decisions based on complete information and consistent logic, and studies errors in actual judgment. Bias or behavior, how it appears in investing, possible control method, overconfidence, overestimating predictive ability, and increasing trading record, both the rationale for buying and the counterarguments confirmation, bias seeking only information favorable to holdings, write down opposing scenarios, and selling conditions in advance, loss aversion, holding losing stocks for too long, and selling profitable stocks too quickly, decide based on whether the investment thesis remains intact, not the price heard, behavior buying based on people nearby and online sentiment, separately review sources, valuation and portfolio allocation recency bias, expecting recent surges or plunges to continue, review multiple market environments and long-term data together, anchoring effect, treating the purchase price as a benchmark for corporate value, reassess whether you would buy anew at the current price. It is impossible to eliminate incorrect forecasts entirely. What matters is limiting their size and frequency so that one error does not critically damage total assets. Why excessive trading undermines performance studies analyzing U.S. individual investor accounts found that groups that traded more actively tended to have lower performance after costs. Another study found that, within the sample analyzed, men traded more frequently than women and experienced a larger decline in performance from excessive trading. However, these findings should not be generalized across every country and period to claim that young men always perform poorly and older women always perform well. Research findings may vary depending on the specific period, market, account sample, and measurement method. Indicators that can be managed more directly than age and gender include annual portfolio turnover, total fees, and taxes, performance and volatility relative to the market number of unplanned trades, maximum allocation to a single stock and industry, number of times the same asset was repurchased at a higher price after being sold. Frequent trading does not necessarily result in losses. However, every new trade creates a new opportunity for errors in judgment and additional costs. So investors should confirm whether the expected benefit adequately compensates for the cost and risk. How comparison psychology creates risky decisions. Another person's returns are rarely a meaningful benchmark if you do not know their investment horizon, principal, leverage, whether the gains were realized, or the risk they took. Selection bias also occurs when only successful returns are disclosed, while losses remain unseen. The typical process through which comparison damages investment behavior is as follows. You encounter only other people's large gains. You feel that your own normal returns are inadequate. You take greater risks unrelated to your goals. You chase surging assets or use loans and leverage. Unable to tolerate the volatility, you sell at an unfavorable time. It is useful to shift the basis of comparison from other people to your own plan. Target savings rates, asset allocation ranges, total costs, emergency funds, and progress toward goals are more manageable indicators than other people's short-term returns. Understanding risk and return accurately, high risk, high return, is not a promise that taking greater risks will necessarily produce higher returns. It is closer to the idea that assets for which investors demand higher expected returns generally involve greater uncertainty or the possibility of loss. Actual returns may differ from expectations, and high risk may simply end in a large loss. Investment risk takes several forms. Type of risk, meaning example market risk, possibility that overall market prices will decline, recession and interest rate shocks. Company specific risk, possibility that a particular company will encounter problems, weakened competitiveness, accounting problems, bankruptcy. Liquidity risk, possibility that it will be difficult to sell at the desired time and price stocks with low trading volume concentration. Risk, a situation in which the results of a small number of assets determine the outcome for total assets. Investing most assets in a single stock. Leverage risk that gains and losses will be amplified through borrowed money or derivatives, forced liquidation, and the possibility of losses exceeding principal inflation. Risk, possibility that an asset's real purchasing power will decline when returns are lower than the inflation rate. Behavioral risk of deviating from a plan due to fear and greed. Selling during a plunge and chasing a surge, defining risk simply as the possibility that something unknown will happen, overlooks the magnitude of losses, volatility, liquidity, and the possibility of failing to meet goals. Investors must consider together what could happen, how likely it is, how much they would lose if it happened, and whether they could wait for a recovery. What long-term investing does and does not solve. Long-term investing can reduce the frequency of reacting to short-term news and transaction costs while allowing more time for compounding to work. Investing regularly and diversifying while earning income can also mitigate the risk of relying entirely on a single entry point. However, there is no guarantee that, if held for long enough, an individual company's stock price will inevitably converge with its intrinsic value. A company may fall behind its competitors or go bankrupt, and an asset purchased at an excessively high price may underperform for a long time. Long-term holding does not automatically fix a poor quality asset or an excessive purchase price. For long-term investing to function as risk management, it generally needs to be accompanied by the following conditions. Diversification across multiple companies, industries, and assets. Asset allocation matched to tolerable volatility, low and transparent, cost separation of emergency funds from investment funds, regular rebalancing, aligned with goals and time horizon limits on the possibility of permanent losses from individual stocks. Time can provide room to endure short-term fluctuations, but it does not eliminate the possibility of loss. Even with a long investment horizon, money needed in the near future or for living expenses should not be placed in highly volatile assets. How to build an investment system instead of relying on willpower. An investment system is not a formula for predicting future prices, but a procedure for reducing impulsive decisions. 1. Write down your goals and time horizon. First, write down what the money will be used for, such as housing, education expenses, or retirement, and when it will be needed. Funds with different purposes should not be managed at the same level of risk. 2. Convert tolerable losses into monetary amounts. Do not rely solely on expressions such as aggressive investor. Consider how your life and emotions would be affected if the portfolio declined by a specific amount. If the level of risk would prevent you from maintaining your plan during a market downturn, your exposure may be excessive. 3. Set allocation limits before buying. Decide the maximum allocation for individual stocks, industries, themes, and high-risk assets. Do not change the limit impulsively merely because your confidence has grown. 4. Establish a waiting procedure before buying when encountering a surging stock or another person's recommendation. Do not place an order immediately. Wait for a predetermined period. Record the investment thesis, the conditions under which your expectations would be wrong, total costs, and the impact on the portfolio. 5. Limit how often you check when investors with long-term goals constantly check prices. They become more likely to act even on meaningless fluctuations. However, simply not looking at an app does not make risk disappear. So financial condition, diversification, and goals should be reviewed regularly. 6. Evaluate performance using the same standards and time periods account for deposits and withdrawals, and consider an appropriate benchmark, total costs, and the risk taken. Do not judge a strategy's superiority based on a few days of returns or a single success. 7. Review your investment journal afterward. Do not look only at the outcome. Evaluate whether the decision was reasonable based on the information available at the time. Good decisions can produce losses, and bad decisions can produce gains by chance. How to learn properly from failures. Failure cases make risks concrete, but it is safer not to use precise figures, such as negative cases are always 3 times more effective than positive cases, unless reliable evidence can be verified. Rather than turning one case into a general rule, it should be analyzed through the following questions. Did the loss begin with an analytical error, excessive allocation, leverage, or fraud? What were the outcomes that could not have been known at the time, and what warning signs could have been identified in advance? Was the position small enough to survive if the same judgment were repeated? How would the outcome have differed if there had been diversification and an emergency fund? Were the same standards applied to successful cases? This process is not about criticizing the personality of the person who failed, but about identifying repeatable causes. Practical principles for addressing the impatience of young investors' anxiety about housing costs and wealth disparities is understandable. But leverage and concentrated investments intended to close the gap in a short period can increase financial vulnerability. There is also insufficient evidence to conclude that AI will continue to reduce the profitability of all labor income while unilaterally increasing returns on capital. The impact of technological change varies by occupation, industry, policy, and asset prices. It is more realistic to view investing not as a means of reversing social disparities all at once, but as a tool for supporting long-term goals. Check high-interest debt and the status of your emergency fund first. Separate money needed in the near future from risky assets. Set a regular savings and investment amount suited to your income and goals. Reduce costs and concentration risk before trying to increase returns. Avoid leveraged products if you do not understand their structure and maximum potential loss. It cannot be assumed that everyone will live to age 100 or 120, but retirement preparation should account for the possibility of longevity. A plan should include not only investment returns, but also the savings rate, working period, medical expenses, pensions, and withdrawal rate. Children's financial education should develop judgment before opening accounts. There is insufficient general evidence that a child's stock account is emotionally harmful or must be closed. Conversely, simply opening an account early does not create financial literacy. The key is age-appropriate education, parental explanation, and risk control. Developmental stage concepts to prioritize example activity children needs and wants. Choices, weighting making purchasing choices within a limited allowance early adolescence opportunity cost. Budgeting, savings goals comparing the foregone costs of two spending options late adolescence compound. Interest, inflation, diversification, fraud prevention comparing virtual portfolios and fees around adulthood credit, debt, taxes, long-term investing reading the costs and risks of an actual contract when investing in a child's name. It is better to explain company ownership, diversification, costs and long-term goals rather than turning price colors and short-term gains and losses into a source of excitement. Even when parents manage the account on the child's behalf, issues concerning ownership, gifts, and taxes should be checked separately under local laws and with professional advice. Investment health indicators to check before returns, what much investment content overlooks, is that the quality of decision-making should not be evaluated solely by resulting returns. In a rising market, even a strategy that takes excessive risk can look good. The following indicators provide a more multidimensional view of a portfolio's ability to survive. Is an emergency fund sufficient to cover living expenses kept separate from the investment account? Would the failure of one company or industry undermine the entire plan? Do loan maturities conflict with the investment horizon? Do you understand all fees and after-tax returns? Do you have enough cash flow to hold on without selling during a plunge? Are the investment thesis and exit conditions documented? Are you reducing the risk of funds you will need as you approach your goal? A good investment process is not the same as beating the market every year. It is closer to repeatedly making sustainable choices between the returns needed to achieve your goals and the risks you can tolerate. Conclusion: the most dangerous common trait that ruins an account is not a particular age or gender, but continuing to increase the scale of risk based on comparison and conviction without rules that limit impulsive behavior. Reducing excessive trading alone will not solve every problem, but managing it together with diversification, costs, the investment horizon, and cash flow can reduce avoidable losses. The purpose of investing is not to make the right prediction every time. It is to design your portfolio and behavior so that your financial plan survives even when predictions are wrong.